Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine Ann Ingram, and this is Karen Clark, shared favor.
Give you favor, you will never want for anything. Favor, I give you favor, you will never want for anything. This is the hour, this is the hour. I'm pouring out all my thing along, but when you think about favor, oh my God, you see, I just want to say it one more time. And realize that you gotta be purified for God's favor. You may have a temporary setback, but it's only a permanent setup for God's favor to reign in your life. Somebody needs to know that tonight. But when you get down on your knees and pray, and you're asking for God's favor, this is all God is saying. He's just saying this. Receive it, receive it. I'll give it. If you allow me. I wanna rain. Down on your soul. I can take, that I can take, that I can take. What the devil. Try to mean for evil. And I will turn it around. Y'all good. I wanna rain. I wanna shine. Fall on me. Oh, let the favor of God flood my soul.
Rain on me.
That's what I want God to do.
Shine on me.
Anybody know what I'm talking about? You fill me up here.
Fall on me.
I want you to fall down on me, God.
Let the favor of heaven flood my soul. Oh, rain on me.
Rain on me.
Shine on me.
I'm trying not to get out of the way here.
Fall on me.
Fall down on me, Lord.
Let the
Yes. Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram, a.k.a. Love Goddess, Lady Love, Lady J. That's me, y'all. That was Karen Clark Sheard. Let the favor of heaven fall on me. Yes, let the favor of heaven fall on me. Yes. I don't know. When she started getting to me, she, I want the favor of heaven. And you should see my little granddaughter. She put her hands in the air, and she be doing something looking like she trying to snap her fingers, and she be moving her little body, and she starts smiling. I said, girl, she is the funniest little baby I ever seen in my life. She is so hilarious. And she's just a happy little baby. And when that song come on, that part, she get to moving her little body. She get to worship on. She love, and she love Pastor Stephen. She love Pastor Stephen. She like to sit and listen. I said, go ahead on, baby. All right, y'all. Good morning. Welcome to another episode. We're going to get ready and move into the stillness. And as we petition heaven to rain down on us, as we petition heaven to rain down on our soul, rain down on our soul this morning. May the favor of heaven rain on us. And as we move into the stillness, where we can touch the hem of the consciousness of Christ. In this right now moment, I just want you to be still and recognize that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this one power and this one presence, God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And in this final moment, we become very intentional about the breath. Yes. Just being in total gratitude for the breath. Taking in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, release the breath, and remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm, deep into the heart. I want you to breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, honey. And release. And let's do it again. Let's breathe, honey. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Come, Holy Spirit. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And just say thank you. And as we move into a place of gratitude, no matter what's going on, no matter what is happening in your world, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And I just want you to say yes. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And as we petition heaven, recognizing that heaven is inside. The kingdom of God resides right here. And our only goal is God this morning. Divine Mother, Father God, precious and Holy Spirit, I come before you today asking that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart will come from my beloved I Am Presence. That you will remove all of me and all of you, come Holy Spirit, will fill my essence to the overflow. That every thought I think will be your thought. Every word I speak will be your word. Come Holy Spirit. And let the favor of heaven bless our soul today, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and touch every cell, every muscle fiber, every organ in that being, every living system in our being, and return it to its highest vibration right now, God. Come and let the favor of heaven rain down on us today, God. Touch every atmosphere, every molecule, every tree, every flower, all the soil, the grass, God, come, even to bring peace. Where there's no peace, Holy Spirit, touch our heart this morning, God. Give us a clean heart, God, and renew the right spirit in us. Bless our thoughts this morning, God, that we will only have God thoughts. Come and anoint us this morning with a fresh anointing and let the favor of heaven touch our soul this morning, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to individuals in their own way this morning, God. I'm asking for a favor over each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I'm petitioning heaven, God, for promotion, increase, blessings, upon blessings, God, from glory to glory, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to come and stir up something in our soul this morning, God, and let the favor of heaven rain down on us today, God. Favor of heaven, touch our soul. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, as we all just say thank you, and so it is. Thank you, God.
Would you still say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes?
Yes.
There is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? Yes. If I told you what I really now will your heart and soul say yes, yes? Will your spirit still say yes? require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Yeah. Will your spirit still say yes? If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart and soul say yes? So just say
yes.
Open up your heart and tell the Lord yes. Don't be afraid.
There's
don't be afraid.
More.
said, seek my face. He says, seek my face. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice, hear my voice, hear my voice. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I'm calling you higher. I'm calling you higher. So much more. So much more. So let your heart and soul say yes. Hallelujah. If you're going to tell God yes, make it personal. Your worship means nothing without a yes. Without obedience, it means nothing. But if you're really going to tell God yes, come on. Make it personal. Lift your hand. Tell the Lord yes. Soul says yes. My soul, my soul, my soul says yes. My soul says yes. I'll do what you want me to do, Jesus. I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Jesus. I'll do it, Jesus. I'll do it, Jesus. I might have to give up some relationships, but my soul says yes. I might have to give up some things that I hold dear to me, but my soul says yes. You mean everything to me, Jesus. You're the first and foremost in my life. That's why
will your soul say yes, 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 yes. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Good morning, family, and welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram, Shekinah Glory. Yes, right here on The Love Journey. We're going to go right into the science of the mind. The question is, what if there was nothing to forgive? Come on, God. What if there was nothing to forgive? Thank you, God. Wayne Dyer once said, eliminate as many judgments of others in your thoughts as possible. The simplest, most natural way to accomplish this is to see yourself in everyone. Come on, Holy Spirit. The Science of the Mind book on page 433 says, the thought of judgment, criticism, and condemnation in time operate against the one who set it in motion. Ooh. So that same judgment you send out, that same criticism, that same condemnation comes right back. Because forgiveness is one of the cornerstones of personal growth and evolution. It's a prerequisite to wholeness. I'm going to tell you, family, there's no shortcuts allowed. You see, not doing our forgiveness work undermines our inner peace and erodes our spiritual health. One of my favorite quotes is, resentment is like taking poison, person to die. Yet we never be in a position of having to do that forgiveness work if we hadn't engaged in judgment of some kind anyway. Whether we have to forgive a friend for talking about us behind our back, a parent for not supporting our Hollywood dreams, Hollywood, or ourselves for dropping out of college, we're judging people's actions on a good and bad scale of our own making. But what if we never judge anyone in the first place? What if instead we acknowledge that not only are good and bad arbitrary terms and mean different things to different people, but that everyone travels an individual path with unique challenges. We are each doing the best we can. Hallelujah. Yes, we are. And we are more alike than we are different. Come on, Holy Spirit. And then in the end, the immutable law of cause and effect is a far better teacher when it comes to right or wrong than we will ever be. And the natural consequences provide a better lesson than our anger and judgment. Come on, Holy Spirit. So today our affirmation is, I free myself from judgment. I celebrate our oneness in God as we navigate the human experience together. Family, there's no one to forgive but ourselves. Let's celebrate our oneness as we navigate this human experience together. Janine, I forgive you. So let's forgive every judgment we ever had about ourselves and others this morning. And so as we move into what I thought I'd talk about today, I thought I'd talk about our yes. Yes. Our yes is coming. Our yes is here. Our yes is in the future. Yes. God is saying yes. Because we say yes to God. I thought about yes. One time I was at work. I was hadn't been in the car business that long. One summer I went to look for a job when I was out of college, you know, for the summer. But I wanted to make some good money, right? So I heard I was going to practice interviewing at this car dealership, but I ended up getting the job. It was interesting because when I interviewed for the job, they was like, well, you don't know anything about selling cars or nothing like that. I said, but I convinced them that even though I didn't know nothing about selling cars or even cars, that I'd be their number one salesperson. So they took me to the owner, and I told him, and he was trying to convince me that this wasn't a job. So they ended up giving me the job, right? And I was so good at what I did, I became their number one salesperson, right? But then I wanted to go in their finance department and be a finance manager, because the finance manager was making $400,000 or $500,000 a year. Now, there was another lady who, we were similar in age. She might have been maybe a year or two younger than me, but she worked down at the Toyota store. And she had been in the car business a long time and wanted to get in finance. So they hired her to come to our store to be in the finance manager. I'm like, well, how are they going to overlook me? I'm thinking to myself, now, I hadn't been in the car business that long. I'm probably even really been in a year, right? But anyway, they came. She came down there, but she never ended up in the finance office. She ended up being on the floor. And so she ended up going back to the Toyota store. And this other store, Nissan, was trying to hire me to be their finance manager. So when I got ready to go to Thomas Shoppingfield and tell them I was leaving to go to another store because they were going to give me a promotion, he gave me a promotion. But let me just say this. Before I got the promotion into the finance office, I was a little disappointed that how could they hire her and I'm already at the store to be in their finance office. Now, probably, I wonder why they led her on to come down to the store and never put her in the finance office. It's something I never thought about. But the interesting thing was they had never had a black or a woman in their finance office. And Tommy Shoppingfield was the one who owned the store, and he said, you know, when you put somebody in your finance office, it's like giving somebody your wallet with all your money in it. And I never thought about that, but I was thinking about the feelings that I had when I thought they said no to me. I remember thinking how each day I was going to work on her heart, because it's easy to get discouraged by no and give up on your thoughts of what it is that you want. Or even your dream. But this morning when I woke up, all I can hear is the word yes. And so I came on this line to let you know I believe God is saying, this is our time. This is our time of yes. Yes to the healing. Yes to the promotion. Yes to the breakthrough. What hasn't worked out in the past is suddenly going to fall in place. Doors are about to open. Doors that we thought were closed are suddenly going to open. The favor of God. It's going to reverse that no and bring you into your yes. And so when I think about the favor of God, how God's favor, I look at favor as an acceleration juice. Because the favor of God accelerates us right into our place of blessing. So when I was praying this morning, I thought about the favor of God. And I thought about the yes, even when I thought they had said no to me. I know that God is always saying yes. I remember a story that I heard. I think Joel Osteen told this story about a very successful sales executive who had been out of work. She had been out of work for some years. She had an impressive resume and applied to dozens of companies, but only got back no. 5 times she thought she was the forerunner, but then she was told no. Months later, she and one other man were finalists for this particular position. She flew to that city for an interview, and on the way to the office, she told the taxi cab driver how she'd been praying and believing that something would open up and how this was the job she wanted the very most. Later that day, the lady who interviewed her at the office had to catch a plane. It just so happened that the same taxi cab driver picked her up. And when he asked her how her day was going, she said she interviewed a man and a woman for one position and couldn't decide between the two. And the driver said, let me tell you who you should pick. I brought that lady to your office. He said, and you won't find a better person. She's smart, talented, articulate, but she wants to work for you. The lady said, you know what? I just made my decision. And when she called the sales executive, she said, if you ever see that taxi driver again, you need to thank him. The final reason why I chose you. Come on, God. I love that story. Every time I think of that story, I think about how divine God is, how God orchestrates things, just how the divine time is. It's so interesting. How when we think we're down to nothing, God is always up to something. Who would have thought that the same taxi driver who brought the lady to be interviewed, and because of her kindness, he relayed her kindness to her employer, and he didn't even know the lady. He had never met her before. What are the chances that this same driver would pick up both of their people? You know that wasn't a coincidence. That was the hand of God. Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 1 and 20, whatever God has promised gets stamped with the yes of Jesus. Come on, y'all. This is our yes. That means the dreams God placed in your heart, the promises he's spoken over you before the day you were placed in the womb of your mother's belly have already been stamped with yes. God has already set the date to bring it to pass. But there's one more thing that Paul said God needs. God's yes with our yes together makes it a sure thing. Come on, y'all, say yes. Let your soul say yes. God needs your yes to make it happen. God works where there's faith. If this lady would have gone around thinking, oh, I'll never get that position, that would have kept her from happening. God waiting for your yes this morning. Are you letting the no's, the disappointments, and the delays convince you that it's not going to happen? You may not have seen it yet, but this is a new day. You are coming in your season of yes. Put your yes with God's yes this morning and watch what's going to happen. God, say yes. Our soul is saying yes. Let the favor of heaven rain down on us this morning, family. You got to get it down in your spirit. Yes. Get it down in your spirit this morning. When God laid out the plans for your life, God lined up the right people, the right breaks, the right open doors. God is already saying yes. You got your yes planned out. Yes to that promotion. Yes to that clean bill of health. Yes to that marriage. Yes that you're accepting into the college you want to be in. Yes. Yes. God has the final say. Our only goal is God. Yes, coming in addiction. Yes, to accomplishing your dreams. Yes, it's coming your way. Yes, for your children will be fulfilled with their destiny. Yes, they will walk in their glory. They will walk in the mighty understanding of who and what they are, growing more and more into the mighty gift that they were planted on this land for. Yes, yeah, here's the key, though. Sometimes you're going to get some no's. I wanted to get in that finance office, but I got passed over first. But you see how God had orchestrated another dealership. One of the guys who were at the dealership I was at went to that dealership and said, if you want somebody to be in your office, interview her. And when they interviewed me, they instantly said yes. So I gave my 2-week notice. They said, no, we don't want to lose you. So we say yes. And then no quickly turned into a yes. Yes, sometimes we're going to get some no's on our way to our yes. We got to go through the no's to get to the yes. But the mistake many people get or make is that they get discouraged by the no's and they quit persisting. They quit moving forward. They work hard but didn't get the promotion. They prayed and didn't believe but didn't qualify for the new home, but they put the time and energy into the relationship and it didn't work out. And so now you think it's never going to happen. No, you got to go through your closed doors before you get to the open. And when you come to a no, instead of being discouraged, the right attitude is, I'm just one step closer to my yes. Thank you, God. What if you could see into your future and you knew you had to go through 20 no's before you came to a yes? Then when you face a disappointment, a setback, the loan didn't go, you didn't get that big sales call. If you knew your yes was only 20 no's away, you wouldn't give up. You would just check it off and say, all right, that's one no out the way. Now I'm 19 away from my yes. Rather than being discouraged, you will be encouraged. Too many people, because they hit several no's in a row. Just think about Colonel Sanders, 1,067 no's before he got one yes. We just one yes away from where we want to be. Come on, Holy Spirit. This is for somebody today. We just one yes away, and your yes needs to be with together with God's yes this morning. What if Colonel Sanders had gave up? Oh, I'm in my 60s. I'm homeless. Don't nobody want this chicken. But he didn't give up. He was just 1,067 no's before he got one yes. Come on, somebody. Family, God knows what is going on. That relationship ended. You got passed over a promotion. You lost a loved one. You might be going through something, but don't give up. Favor from heaven is right here. Healing is right here. Promotion is right here. Yes. Yes, God. All we have to do is say yes. All of God's promises are yes. We should get up every morning, Mother, Father, God, thank you for your yes today. Yes, I'm healed, Holy Spirit. Yes, I'm free, Holy Spirit. Yes, I'm surrounded by your favor. Holy Spirit, keep coming with your favor over my life. Yes, Holy Spirit. It's our time, Father. The next is yes. The next is yes. Keep believing. Keep dreaming. Keep hoping. Keep stepping in faith. I heard Zig Ziglar talking about being persistent. Zig was in his 80s, and he still had a great blessing to many people. One night, his flight was canceled because of bad weather. He went to this hotel very late at night and said to the young lady, I need a room. She checked and checked and did all the research. But she said, I'm so sorry, sir. All of our rooms are occupied or either reserved for somebody coming tomorrow. The first no Zig said, oh, come on. I'm a good customer. I stay at your hotels all the time. You got to make an exception for me. She went back to work and tried her best, but the second was not. Zig asked to speak to the manager. He came out, looked through some books, and did some other things, but the third was no. He said, I'm sorry, we just don't have any rooms. Zig thought about it for a moment. He went back to the manager and said, let me ask you a question. If the president of the United States showed up in the hotel tonight, will you have a room for him? The manager kind of laughed and said, I'm sure he would, Zig said. Well, I'm pretty sure he's not coming. Let me have his room. After four no's, Zig got his yes. God's favor is raining on us. God's favor is raining on us. I think about my mom, how she struggled with addiction for a long time. And maybe 5 to 6 years, way into her 70s, she died, and she was 83, 84. And she had been clean 5 or 6 years of her life. But I thought about her yesterday, and I was thinking about her heart. And how God had just showed favor over my mother's life. And I just thank God for the favor. And how she struggled through her addiction, how she struggled through her pain and disappointment and rejection of the very person that should have been loving and supporting her. But I thought about her, and all I could think was, wow, Mom, thank you for saying yes. Even though she was raped and went through a lot to bring this child into the planet, I know it had to be painful to look at this baby and be reminded of one of the most painful times in her life. But she said yes to me anyway. Well, I know it was God that said yes, but she could have gave me up. She could have left me wherever, but she did the best she could. All I could do was say thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mom. Thank you for her yes. And so today, I just want us to say yes. Don't give up. I love one of the scriptures where there was a great drought in the land. Prophet Elijah went to the top of the Mount Carmel. He prayed and asked God to end the drought. And after he prayed, he said to the people, I can hear the sound of an abundance of rain. He was saying, in effect, there's a yes in our future rain is coming. He told his assistant to go look on the other side of the mountain to see if they could see any sign of rain. And the assistant went out, came back a little later and said, Elijah, no, there's not even a cloud in the sky. It's perfectly clear. But Elijah didn't get discouraged and think, oh, man, I must have heard God wrong. There's not any rain coming. What are we going to do? No, when he heard that, he said, all right, that's one no out the way. Now get back and look again. His sister went back out, came back with the same answer, Elijah, there's no rain. Elijah said, that's fine. Two no's out the way. Go back and look again. Three no's, four no's, six no's, seven times the servant came back and said, Elijah, this time I saw a cloud in the sky. It wasn't much, though, just about the size of a man's hand. Elijah said, you better get your raincoat. Get your umbrella because rain is coming our way. God is about to make it rain, make it rain. See, it may be a small yes, a faint yes, a barely see it yes, but when you're expecting things to change in your favor, when you know God has said yes in your future, it may be a small sign, but by your faith that you will latch onto it, that's my yes. Other people may not see it. Other people may not even try to talk, may even try to talk you out of it. Other people may even say, you're just too positive, too hopeful. But that's okay. I know that's my yes. I know heaven is opening up. I saw the abundance of rain. But had Elijah given up on the first no, the second no, the sixth no, he would have never saw it. Think about this. When Elijah sent his assistant out to look, that was an act of faith. Faith is what causes God to move. There are yeses right now waiting on us, waiting for us to come and look. Not once, not twice, not a few times. Keep looking, keep expecting, keep dreaming. You've got a mind made up. You are in it to win it. You're going to get let. You can't let nobody talk you out of it because it didn't happen on your timetable. You can't settle for second best because a few doors are closed. God says yes. Our soul says yes. God says yes. They say when the light bulb was being invented, it failed over 10,000 times. It didn't work out. He kept looking. May have had some setbacks, some disappointment, but he kept looking. He was told no 2,000 times. He could have given up, quit. He just kept looking for that one yes. But I love what Edison said when he was being interviewed. He said, listen, how about all those failures and those experiments that didn't work? Edison said, listen, I've never failed once. I just found 10,000 ways that it didn't work. I found 10,000 ways that didn't work. See, everything we've been through has deposited something on the inside. What I love about the Holy Spirit, the Most High God, that nothing is wasted in anything. Nothing. Nothing. We're not defined by our past. We are prepared by our past. Come on, somebody. Let me say that again. You are not defined by your past. You are prepared by your past. Just because you had some no's, that doesn't disqualify. Yes. When you hit your big yes, all them other no's will be insignificant. Focus on the plan. The key is to focus on the yes. The key is to focus in the energy and the vibration of the yes. Yes, rain on me. I love it when Elijah said, I could feel the abundance of rain. Can you feel the abundance of rain, family? What did Elijah say? I could feel the abundance. I could hear the sound of an abundance of rain. I can hear the sound of abundance of rain. Rain is coming, family. It's about the rain, family. Rain down on us. Rain on us. Yes, yes. That's my message really today. It's just about us saying yes. God is saying you're coming into your yes. God is saying this is your season of yes. Something we've all been praying for, a big dream, a relationship, a goal. It's all showing up. New doors are opening. The right people are searching you out. Favor, healing, promotion. Yes, it's going to track you down, family. Looking for your yes. Keep expecting your yes. Then, like Elijah, I believe and declare you're coming into the abundance of rain right now. I can hear the abundance of rain. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Yes. Promises are coming to pass. Favor release, breakthrough in our health, our finances, our relationships, new level of God's goodness. Yes. In Jesus' name. Yes. In the Holy Spirit. Yes. In the consciousness of love. Yes. Yes. I can hear the sound of abundance of rain. Ooh, that's my thought for today. I can hear the sound. Yes, 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 yes. I remember a story, I'm going to tell you this, that I heard Joel sing the other night. He said a while ago, a friend was telling him about a desire he had, and it's hard to do something. And he was so excited. He said, I prayed about it, and I sensed God's promises in it, and I told some people about it. But years had went by, though, and nothing had happened, and the desire was still there. He said, I talked to God every morning about it. I did what I knew to do, and I came to church, and I prayed. I praised him for how amazing God is, and as years went by, it still didn't happen. But it just kept coming to him with my yes to the promise. He kept coming with his yes, and in the process, he was strengthening himself. He was growing in his faith and his trust, and he said, Victoria, the promises from God that I was praying for finally came to pass. And when it did, I was amazed and so excited. But I also realized if I had come to pass in the previous year, I wouldn't have been ready. See, I had some things that needed to be worked out of me. I wouldn't have been able to handle it back then. But now I'm ready, and it's so sweet. I want to encourage you to always have a resounding yes, ready for every promise that God gives you, because your yes gives God permission to bring forth God's promises in your life. Yes invites the promises into your life. The Apostle Paul says, but no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes. They are yes. Any promises of God that you can think of, it is yes. I think about Kim, who, y'all know I love Kim. And he wanted to be a singer for a long, 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 long time. He wanted to make hit records when he was about 19. But he said if God had to say yes at that time, who knows where he would have been. He had a bad drug addiction family. He said he probably would have took all the money and it would have been gone because of his drug addiction. He had to get clean. He was laying on Mac and 3rd in Detroit underneath the viaduct by the river. And he said he heard God spoke to him. Homeless. God told him to go and get a bed in the shelter. He went the first night and there was no bed. So he went back and lay on the ground in 3rd and Mac. He said the next night he heard the same thing, go get you a bed. And he went and there was no bed. He said the third night he heard it again and he went to get a bed. And this time they had a bed for him. But guess who was laying next to him? Another homeless man in another bed right next to his. It was the guy who produced his first CD, Chemistry. They went to the studio and they put this CD together of what he heard God tell him to do. And they started selling the CD out the trunk of their car. And they got noticed. That's how he got his first record label, because he had sold so many CDs out the trunk of his car. But what if Kim had said, you know what, God, you keep telling me to go to this and get a bed, but ain't no bed there. I've been there twice already, God. What if he said that? We would probably not know who Kim is today. Isn't it how God lined things up? On this third day, he went to the shelter. He started attending this Unity ministry, which Marion Williamson was the pastor, he said. And it changed his life. He started releasing his drug addiction. He had done so many things to his family that he had to go in and forgive himself. And he said when he did his forgiveness work, that's when his life changed. See, it doesn't matter what our past, God still says yes. It doesn't matter what we did and didn't do, God still says yes. You see, what we speak of our life has the ability to increase God's faith, joy, and peace in our life. We got to learn how to say yes to God. We got to know that we deserve all of God's goodness. We got to learn how to say yes, because when we say yes, God says yes. And together, our yes stirs up the favor of heaven. That's my message. Our soul says yes. All right, family, I just want you to know that this is our time of yes. This is our year, our day, our month of yes. And we're going to stir up the favor of heaven. All right, any questions, comments, concerns, press 1 on Blog Talk. Star 6 on teleconference. And I just want to let everybody know who do not live in Chicago, we got our first African-American openly gay mayor. Isn't that amazing? Our first African-American woman mayor, openly gay, too. Let me tell you, the favor of heaven. Interesting. It's just interesting. Victory. It's ours. Let's see the change that's going to happen in our city now, family.
Good day, right. Good day, my friend. How are you?
Absolutely phenomenal.
You should be. And it's a great experience to be in the presence of the new power, the matriarch moving into place and position in such a powerful city, a city that will exemplify change for other cities. And we're looking forward to the leadership. And we're praying with you and for you that the divine leadership is exactly what the people get. They get exactly the leader that they need at this day and time. And I love you for being a part of that movement as the matriarch of this family. We appreciate you.
Yes. I appreciate you too. And that was Karen Clark, not Dorinda Clark.
Yeah. There was one of them Clark girls.
You did. You got it. All right. All right, family, what I want to remind you, today is April. Can y'all believe it? 3 more days. And guess what? Did y'all, let me tell you what happened a few years, not a lot of years ago now. Let me tell y'all, the best thing that ever happened to the planet came to the planet in 3 days from now. Yes, y'all, it's my birthday. All right, y'all, I just had to say that. I was super excited. I don't even know, because, you know, I normally don't even get excited about my birthday. But I know that my family is stirring up something good. I can feel it in my soul. I can feel it. I can feel it. Okay. So I'm super excited. All my children will be here on around the 13th. And it's always, you know, when your children start getting older and they going in different directions and they live in different cities now, those who have their children living in the same city is different. But when your children live in different cities and you don't get to see all of them all the time, and to see all of them in the same room at one time is the greatest gift to me. So even if nothing, if I don't get nothing else, it is so amazing to see my 3 girls in one room at one time. So I'm super excited. They're going to all be here on the 13th. And they acting like there ain't nothing going on. But I know they ain't just all coming to Chicago for no reason. I know it. But I'm just acting like I don't know, because I know they're stirring up something. All right, family, I already got my gifts coming. People taking me to the spa. So tomorrow I'll be at the spa. Diamond gave me a really good gift to massage Friday morning. So I'm being pampered this week, family. I'm going to be pampered. All right, I'm super excited. Just want to remind you that your life is a gift from God, no matter how you came to the planet. God told me, when God told me that, one day I was thinking, and I was like, sad, because I ain't got no daddy, I don't got no mama. God said, baby, I'm your mama, I'm your daddy, I got you. Well, I want me a mommy and a daddy. And God said, don't worry, favors on your life. And I had to do what I had to do to get you to the planet the way I needed you to get to the planet. And I needed these 2 people. No other body could have made you but these 2 people, Janine. So don't be sad. I had to say, okay, God, nobody else could have made me but them. Anything different, I wouldn't be who I am today, family. Just want to remind you that you are a gift. No matter how you came to the planet, no matter what happened after you got here, you are a gift to the planet. And what you do with your gift is a gift back to God. Remember that you love. Love is the only choice. And I want you to remind you that don't just dream, but live your God-sized dream. Don't live just your dreams. Live them God-sized dreams. Dreams that you can never even thought that you could think, ask, or imagine, more than you could ever think, ask, or imagine. Family, the power is in you, and it only works if you work it. It only works if you work it. So let's hear. What can we play today? You know what? I want to hear. What do I want? I'm going to hear. Ooh, this is going to take you back, y'all. This is going to take you back. This is Beyonce wishing on a star. I've been listening to this right here. And me and you might like this. This is Marvin Gaye a cappella, y'all. I just got to play it. And it's I Want You, right? I want you and I want you. All right, family, this is him a cappella. This, you know, he was in Aries yesterday with his birthday, family. This is sending out to Marvin Gaye's energy, y'all.
Thank you. want
the right way.
In the right
I
way.
I want you.
Yes, I do.
But I want you to want me to.
Want me to.
I want you to
want, I
want
you to
me,
do
me,
right,
baby.
Just like
I want you.
But half of love is all I feel. Oh, my darling,
it's too bad.
It's just too sad.
You
don't want me now, oh, no, baby. But I'm gonna change your mind some way.
Baby,
I want you,
but I want you to want me too.
I'm play this last song, y'all. This is Ohio Players. This be, I'm taking y'all back.
One day, child, I won't have to listen to your lies. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna be free, child. I'm gonna be free.
afraid to leave. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And all those things that you told me. You know, I never could conceive. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am.
Oh, oh.
I'm gonna be free, child. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be free. Yeah.
Yes, I am. I don't need your loving no more. I'm gonna be free.